More than one-fifth of all the electricity generated last year was consumed by data centres. New statistics from the CSO also showed that the amount of power used by the centres rose by 20% in just 1 year. At the same time, there was a fall in the amounts of electricity consumed by private households. At an event in Dublin this morning, the Environment Minister Eamon Ryan responded to the figures.
We need data centres. They're part of our economy. They bring real benefit. You look at where we are here, we're in the Docklands area where we've huge employment and huge benefits from having us being a centre of digital industry. So we do want data centres. But they have to live within the climate limits that we have, and also the power and grid limits. And that's something that the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities is coming out with their connection policy. Recognising we do want data centres, but it has to live within our energy and our climate limits. And that's what we can and will manage and do.
And that was Eamon Ryan speaking to reporters earlier. We can talk now to Dr. Paul Dean, who's a lecturer in green energy at University College Cork. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
In some ways, this has been well flagged. We've been having this debate for a couple of years. But in your assessment, how significant are these figures?
The numbers are quite large. You know, we're not talking about small change here. The number is that we saw from the CSO today is roughly around 1 million units of electricity was added to the grid last year for data centres. Now, let's put that in context, Rachel. That's the equivalent of adding the electricity demand from 250,000 homes onto a grid. So it's quite large. Now, this reflects a couple of things. Data centres themselves aren't very wasteful. They're incredibly efficient. And as Minister Ryan correctly points out there, we need data centres in the world that we live in today. But the challenge is, and the question really is for the government, can we accommodate this in Ireland? That's a staggering level of growth that we're on, adding onto the electricity demand. And it creates two kind of problems. It creates one problem from a technical perspective when the power system is very difficult to operate when wind speeds are low and when it's not very sunny. This means we're going to have to rely on a lot more fossil fuel generation. And this evening is actually a perfect example of that. So when you're adding more demand onto the electricity system, and if you don't have the generation there to meet that, especially if it's clean, you're relying on fossil fuels, and then that puts huge strain on our climate targets. We have very ambitious and correct climate targets here in Ireland to reduce our greenhouse gas pollution, specifically within the power sector. Now, when you're trying to grow electricity demand at the staggering rates that we're doing it here in Ireland, and also reduce the pollution coming from that, it's very, very difficult. And fundamentally, I suppose, look, our appetite for electricity demand from data centres is much greater now than our ability to meet it with clean electricity. So it does propose, or it does present, I suppose, a conflict for the government in reconciling, I suppose, the very obvious economic benefits that data centres give us in terms of, as pointed out from Minister Ryan there, but also resolving that with our environmental obligations is tricky.
So just to sketch this out further, if the wind doesn't blow or any other issues crop up, the electricity network ends up relying on plants like Moneypoint, which burns coal.
Yeah. So, and today is actually a very good example of that. It's not very windy today and it's very dull outside. So renewables aren't helping us an awful lot within the power sector. So that means we're going to have to rely on primarily natural gas, which is a fossil fuel and very polluting. And then if that isn't enough, then we're going to have to rely on things like Moneypoint, which burns coal, which is even more polluting. So, and what that does is that, you know, from a grid perspective, it just increases our greenhouse gas pollution. Now, look, just to acknowledge here, Rachel, a lot of these companies who are building these data centres are doing a lot of good in terms of promoting renewables and looking at storage. And that's really good from a company perspective. But from a state perspective and from an atmosphere perspective, in many regards, if the wind isn't blowing and you're relying on fossil fuels, that's increasing our contribution to climate change, no matter who you are or what company you have.
How does Ireland compare to other countries in Europe when it comes to the amounts of our electricity being gobbled up by these centres?
Yeah, we're very unusual, Rachel. So today in Ireland, as we speak, about one-fifth of all the electricity that we produce in Ireland is being used directly by data centres. At a global level, it's about 1%. The other large, I suppose, consumer or large provider of data centres in Europe is in the Netherlands. So in the Netherlands at the moment, about 5% of all of their electricity is used for data centres. But, you know, when we compare that to Ireland at 20%, you
Gosh,
see there's very much an outlier
some
there.
Difference. Isn't it? the difference between 5% and 20%. So we really are out on our own then.
We are indeed, you know, and I suppose that there's kind of two lenses you can look at this. You can look at this as being a great economic success for Ireland and attracting these data centres here. And look, this isn't something that just cropped up overnight. This is something that we have been actively promoting, I suppose, from industrial policy since the early 2000s for companies to come here. You know, we offer very strong tax incentives. We're a good rules-based democracy. We've got smart people working here. So it's a very attractive place to put data centres. And we've been very successful at that. But the challenge really for the government is those two elements, and as Minister Ryan pointed out, how do we reconcile this with our climate targets? You know, these companies are coming here on the promise of clean, renewable electricity. But again, that challenge is our ability now to build data centres is much greater than our ability to build clean energy. And in many regards, Rachel, we have to run fast just to stand still in terms of our climate obligations.
At the same time, residential electricity use has fallen. Now, undoubtedly, part of that was because of the price of electricity over the last couple of years. But it's probably fair to assume, isn't it, that this has also happened because of people saying, no, I'm going to try and be a good citizen here. I'm not going to use the washing machine unless I have to. I'm not going to use the dryer unless I have to.
Yeah, that's correct. And I found that data, that number today from the CSO, very interesting. So our personal consumption of electricity within our homes has reduced by about 3 or 4%. Now, as you mentioned, Rachel, as you say correctly, look, a lot of that has come from hardship. There's a greater awareness, I suppose, really, from an electricity consumption perspective. There's also been some good work, I think, done by the ESB in terms of getting smart meters out there. So we have a greater, I suppose, access to information around our electricity outcomes. But it provides, I suppose, a very kind of awkward optics for the government in terms of, I suppose, the campaigns that we have at the moment in terms of encouraging people to reduce your use for our domestic use of electricity, while at the same time we have an industrial policy which is clearly promoting massive growth in electricity. And again, that's a circle that's going to be very hard to square for the government, and does present, I suppose, a very obvious conflict in the two strategies that we have.
Dr. Paul Dean of UCC, many thanks for talking to us this lunchtime.